From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, President Lee Jae-myung and Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk agree to upgrade bilateral ties and strengthen cooperation amid global uncertainties. U.S. President Donald Trump imposes a naval blockade on Iran and the Strait of Hormuz after failing to strike a deal to end the war. And Industry Minister Kim Jong-kwon says South Korea has secured roughly 80% of its crude oil needs for April and May without tapping strategic reserves. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Eileen Cahill. President Lee Jae-myung and Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk have agreed to upgrade bilateral ties and strengthen cooperation amid global uncertainties, including the Middle East conflict. In a joint press statement after a summit at the presidential office on Monday, he announced that the two sides have agreed to upgrade their ties to a comprehensive strategic partnership based on the strong trust built over time. He said bilateral defense cooperation has been advancing toward the future since the signing of a $44.2 billion framework agreement in 2022, emphasizing the need for the steady implementation of the deal. In response, Tusk said defense industry cooperation remains the key driver of bilateral ties, adding that the two sides will continue to expand cooperation in the sector. Both sides also agreed to strengthen security cooperation and stabilize global supply chains, stressing that peace on the Korean Peninsula and peace in Europe are interconnected, requiring joint efforts amid growing global instability. U.S. President Donald Trump is imposing a naval blockade on Iran and the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. military says it will block all maritime traffic in and out of Iranian ports, effective 10 a.m. Monday Eastern Time, or 11 p.m. Korea Standard Time. The move comes after the U.S. and Iran failed to strike a deal to end their war during a 21-hour negotiation over the weekend in Islamabad. And Trump says either every ship will have safe passage through the strait or none will. Rosine Park has the latest.
We have a lot of people, as you know, at 10 o'clock tomorrow, we have a blockade going into effect.
Ahead of his planned naval blockade of Iranian ports and coastal areas starting Monday, Trump told reporters he doesn't care if the Iranians return to negotiations or not.
Oh, I don't know. I don't care if they come back or not. If they don't come back, I'm fine. Their military is gone. Their missiles are largely depleted.
Tell us what you're trying to accomplish with this blockade,
all in,
sir.
All out.
However, in an interview on the Fox News program Sunday Morning Futures, Trump made it clear that Iran cannot control which ships go through the Strait of Hormuz.
But we're putting on a complete blockade. We're not going to let Iran make money on selling oil to people that they like and not people that they don't like or whatever it is. It's going to be all or none, and that's the way it is. And it'll be, you saw what we did with Venezuela. It'll be something very similar to that, but at a higher level.
Trump announced the plan earlier on Sunday in a pair of Truth Social posts, threatening to destroy what he called the little that is left of Iran.
But in one half of a day, they wouldn't have one bridge standing. They wouldn't have one electric generating plant standing, and they're back in the Stone Ages. I'd rather not do that.
The U.S. Military Central Command said the blockade would not impede vessels transiting the Strait of Hormuz to and from non-Iranian ports. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, in response, threatened military retaliation should the U.S. try to block the strait, stressing that vessel transit in the maritime choke point is entirely under Iran's control. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
Industry Minister Kim Jong-kwon says South Korea has secured roughly 80% of its crude oil needs and is likely to get through April and May without tapping strategic reserves. Speaking on a KBS program Sunday, Kim said crude volumes secured for May have increased by about 10% from the previous week, bringing them close to 80% of typical import levels. He said that unlike during the Russia-Ukraine war, the government does not expect to draw from state stockpiles this time, though he emphasized that contingency planning will continue, giving ongoing uncertainty, despite the current ceasefire in the conflict involving Iran. Addressing alternatives to the Strait of Hormuz, Kim said the government is exploring ways for South Korean vessels to use the Red Sea route, including possible naval escorts by the Cheonghae unit. He added that Saudi Arabia has pledged to prioritize crude allocations for South Korea and that Seoul is also considering diversifying supplies with imports from the United States and Kazakhstan. About a month after the promulgation of three major judicial reform laws, judges representing courts nationwide have convened for a regular meeting. The judges gathered on Monday for their first regular meeting of the year at the Judicial Research and Training Institute in Goyang, Gyeonggi Province. It marks their first meeting since the implementation of the three laws, one allowing constitutional challenges to Supreme Court rulings, one creating a new offense for judges, prosecutors, or police officers who pervert the course of justice by deliberately misapplying the law, and one increasing the number of top court justices from 14 to 26. The judges are expected to discuss possible adverse effects and confusion surrounding the new laws. At a meeting in December last year, the judges resolved that introducing the new offense and establishing a special tribunal for insurrection cases could be deemed unconstitutional. Police are accelerating their investigation into the cause of a fatal warehouse fire in Wando County, South Jeolla Province, which claimed the lives of two firefighters. The Wando police station said Monday that its officers questioned a man in his 60s, surnamed Kim, who had been working on epoxy floor paint inside the warehouse just before the fire broke out early Sunday. Four people, including firefighters who arrived at the scene and the owner of the warehouse, have been interviewed regarding what happened before and after the fire started. Police said they are paying attention to statements surrounding Kim's use of a torch to remove old chipped paint from the floor of the nearly 20-year-old warehouse, which was undergoing repairs. It's believed the blaze started during this process, after which Kim reportedly escaped on his own and contacted the fire authorities. The government will concentrate its increased official development assistance on artificial intelligence, culture, and supply chains to support co-development between South Korea and recipient countries. The finance ministry announced Monday that a midterm plan to manage the country's Economic Development Cooperation Fund from 2026 to 2028 had been approved. Seoul, which aims to authorize an additional 3 trillion won, or around $2 billion per year for the next 3 years, will push to embed AI into its EDCF infrastructure projects to expand its presence in the global market. The government also plans to support cultural infrastructure in developing countries, share its experience in fostering its own culture industry, and encourage the spread of K-content through ODA. The government plans to increase support for countries rich in strategically important resources, such as critical minerals, to lay the foundation for bilateral cooperation and secure supply chains. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index dipped 50.25 points, or 0.86%, on Monday, to close at 5,808.62. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ gained 6.21 points, or 0.57%, to close at 1,099.84. That's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Eileen Cahill.